I'm Fabiana Chaparro with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune.
Have all members voted? There have been 121 ayes and 23 nays, 2 present not voting, 3 absent. The resolution is adopted.
In a historic move, the Texas House of Representatives voted Saturday to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton. The decision would temporarily remove Paxton from office over allegations of misconduct that included bribery and abuse of office. Paxton is the state's top lawyer and one of its most powerful and controversial Republicans. He has faced criminal investigations, legal battles, and accusations of wrongdoing for years. Still, he was elected to serve a third 4-year term in office in 2022. But the Texas House General Investigating Committee launched a secret probe into Paxton's behavior this March after he asked state budget writers to spend public money on a proposed $3.3 million settlement to end a lawsuit by former staffers who accused him of on-the-job retaliation. Impeachment proceedings began with a stunning public hearing last Wednesday, where House investigators went over allegations of a years-long pattern of misconduct and questionable actions by Paxton. Committee members said that they believe Paxton broke numerous state laws, misspent office funds, and misused his power to benefit a friend and political donor. The next day, the committee unanimously recommended that Paxton be impeached and removed from office.
There being 5 ayes, 0 nays, 0 present not voting, the motion prevails.
Paxton has been fighting criminal securities fraud charges for years. In July 2015, less than a year after Paxton was sworn into office, he was indicted for allegedly persuading investigators to buy stock in McKinney-based Servergy Inc. without disclosing that he would be compensated for it. Paxton has denied wrongdoing and asserted that the case is politically motivated. He faces up to 99 years in prison if convicted. In 2016, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission also sued Paxton in connection to his actions on behalf of Servergy. A federal judge dismissed that lawsuit a year later. And in 2020, senior officials in Paxton's office asked federal law enforcement to investigate allegations of improper influence, abuse of office, bribery, and other potential crimes by their boss. The officials said that they believed Paxton broke the law by using the agency to serve the interests of political donor Nate Paul, an Austin real estate investor. Paxton has also been a loyal ally of former President Donald Trump throughout his time in office.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is getting a big endorsement from former President Donald Trump. He's backing Paxton in the Republican primary.
Paxton cast false doubt on election security in the aftermath of the 2020 election. After the presidential election, he asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Democrat Joe Biden's electoral victories in 4 swing states. The court tossed out Paxton's petition 4 days later. In May 2022, the State Bar of Texas sued Paxton over this case, arguing that he engaged in professional misconduct by making dishonest claims when he told the Supreme Court that Texas had uncovered proof of substantial voter fraud in the 4 states. Donald Trump has also denounced the impeachment proceedings on Paxton. Paxton recently reached a $3.3 million settlement with former employees who had filed a whistleblower lawsuit against him. They were fired after they reported him to federal authorities, arguing that Paxton and his agency improperly retaliated against them. State lawmakers in both chambers have been wary of approving taxpayer dollars to pay for the settlement, and House Speaker Dade Phelan has said he opposes it. It was this settlement that launched the investigation into Paxton's misconduct, leading to the vote for impeachment from the Texas House. Since 1876, the Texas legislature has impeached state officials just twice, and never an attorney general. But the House committee members who proposed impeachment argued Saturday that Paxton's misconduct in office was so egregious that it warranted his removal. Attention now shifts to the Texas Senate, which will conduct a trial with senators acting as jurors and designated House members presenting their case as impeachment managers. Permanently removing Paxton from office and barring him from holding future elected office in Texas would require the support of 2/3 of senators. Check for updates to this story at texastribune.org and follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Fabiana Chaparro with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, delivering quality healthcare to underserved areas throughout Texas by expanding vital telehealth services. Learn more at telehealthfortexas.com.